No worries. Words from Jesus. I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Matthew 6:25-27 and 32-34. The ultimate protection against sinking during life's storms is developing your friendship with me. You waste a lot of time, however, worrying about storms you can see forming along the horizon of your life. In the past, many of the storms you anticipated veered off in another direction, never reaching you. Although some of them did actually hit, often they had lost much of their power by the time they got to you. I urge you to switch your focus from difficulties that may come your way to my presence, which is always with you. You will never find security by trying to anticipate all the storms that may reach you someday. Remember that I control the atmosphere of your life. Trust me by relaxing and releasing your concerns into my capable care. It saddens me to see you obsessing about possible problems rather than bringing these matters to me. When you find yourself anxiously scanning the horizon of your life, use that as a reminder to seek my face. You will not find me off in the distance. I am here beside you. Nearer than you dare believe. Instead of wasting time worrying, devote that time to building friendship with me. Talk with me about everything that concerns you, your pleasures as well as your problems. I am interested in everything that matters to you because I am your perpetual lover. Remember that I am holding you by your right hand. I guide you with my own counsel based on eternal wisdom. So there's no need to worry about the future. When the time comes, I will personally take you into glory. For now, just live near me. My friendship is your best refuge in the storms of life. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:23-24 and 26. Lift your heart. Lift up your heart in joyous praise and song. Develop that close personal relationship with me that will bring you through this time. Be not weary and do not think that this is a waste of time. For this time is of great value to you and to your spirit. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things you seek will be added unto you. Your spirit will be receptive and open to me and looking to me at every turn. You will know that you have no strength of your own, but that I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Just as my word promises. Do not worry or fear during these trying times. Have faith. Put your trust in me, and I will bring these things to pass. You will look back and value and cherish these times. I will strengthen you and help you through this time of need. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9:9 and 10. throw your lot in with me. I am the author and finisher of your faith. I am the one who is doing this work in your life, as you so well know. Therefore, trust me completely. Throw your lot in with me and give no room to fear. For my hand is upon you, and I have anointed you for the tasks I have ordained you to do. I have given you wisdom to be able to do what must be done. I will give you the strength and the power that you need, even the faith, as you continue to cry out to me and hold on, not letting go. Continue to fight the good fight. Continue to look to me and don't waver or worry about the tests or trials or the difficulties. Don't be overwhelmed at the challenges that are before you, for I am he that will overcome all things and will bring you to the place of my choosing. I will not fail you. Just follow me step by step. I know the world is complex and bad things happen, and these bad things affect my children as well. But that's my worry, not yours, so do not fret about these matters. Don't try to bear burdens that are not yours to bear. Instead, let me carry them. Cast them upon me. Strengthen yourself in my word and in faith. Look up to me and praise me. Give glory to me. I will bring to pass all that my word has spoken. Your part is to do my will, to do the tasks that I set before you. As you obey and follow closely, I will continue to strengthen you, and I will bring to pass all that I have promised. Our hope comes from God. May He fill you with joy and peace because of your trust in Him. May your hope grow stronger by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Trust me. Do not worry or fear, but rest in me. Lean upon me and my word. Keep your eyes upon me and have faith in my promises. Have faith in my words to you. Have faith in my voice speaking to your heart. Have faith in the love that you feel surrounding you. When you are tempted to fear, doubt, or worry, fix your eyes on me and trust. When you are tempted to tremble, trust in me. When you are overwhelmed and the tears are falling, keep trusting in me through your tears. Trust me through everything. Trust that I know best. Trust in my wisdom. Trust in my ability to lead you, guide you, and fulfill my will in your life. Trust in me for the future. Trust that I will not fail you. I will fulfill my promises for you. Trust that I will not leave you comfortless. Trust that I will comfort you in the night when you feel that you have no one else. Trust that I am with you always. Trust that I am able and will help you through this time of testing. Trust that I will not fail you. Keep your eyes on me and trust me. Don't focus on your worries, fears, or doubts. Trust in my word, in my will for your life, in my plan for your future. Trust in me for your destiny. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 43:5. Faith boosters. Do you feel low or down? Are you too tired to face today? Don't worry, my love. I've got the boost you need. Come and get energized through hearing from me for today. What blessed peace can be found in the silent moments when you and I commune together, just the two of us. Don't neglect this private time with me. It is your strength. I know you feel overwhelmed. I see you feel insecure and at a loss. I know the things you are feeling. But are you not desperate to commune with me and get my direction and instruction? I will place you where I want you. And in the end, when you look back, you will see my will and my timing in all things, even if from your present vantage point it might look like confusion. I have my hand on your life. Don't worry if you feel weak and incapable at times. I rejoice in this, for it brings you closer to me and keeps you humble and desperate. When you are down, you are uniquely positioned to look up and see my face. That is when you truly know that without me, you are nothing. Be not weary in well-doing, but look to me and seek me. I will give you the wisdom and the grace and the love that you need. In due season you shall reap if you faint not. I'm so proud of you. There are many times you've been tested and you've kept the faith. You've looked to me and yielded yourself to me. You've persevered and held on to my hand by pure faith. Sometimes things seemed rocky and turbulent for you, and you let me be your grace, help, and strength. I'm so happy and thrilled that we've grown so much closer together as friends, as lovers, as companions. No worries. I promise to always take care of you and see you over every obstacle. I'm always here for you, so when you're tempted to worry, just remind yourself that my love and power are always going to pull you through.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.